Blog Talk Radio.
Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and tonight I have the fifth episode with John Doerr. But first, I have some news for you. I got in touch with someone in the Netherlands about contacting the International Criminal Court and getting a letter fired off, as well as to the European courts. So, that being said, I got the letter written, and I sent it off to have it looked at by a lawyer. Now, the thing about this is that the International Criminal Court can review a case and basically come to a conclusion. But the problem is the United Nations is the final decider. And because Barack Obama is a traitorous piece of shit, of course, the decision would be overturned and it wouldn't work. Nevertheless, it would garner massive attention. Now, what I was also told is that complaints have been filed against one of these scientists who said there was nanothermite in the dust. And he was labeled a crackpot, and so they brought him to international court. Well, what this has done is garnered attention to the fact that upon proving that there was nanothermite in the dust, that whoever did this, made this attack, levied this accusation, will basically expose the fact that, yes, nanothermite was in the dust. And Stephen Jones did extensive research on the subject. The only problem is Richard Gage is flying around the world. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not doing much, and he's not pointing any fingers, and it's been 13 years. So now I do want to make an apology. This is a sincere apology, and I want to make it very clear, even though I'm not in direct agreement with Judy Wood's discoveries, findings, what have you, she has done the most extensive research on the subject, compiled a book that I destroyed on video. But the fact is, it's the single most best possible resource for all kinds of information on 9/11. I would just love it if she would take it a step further and talk about the planes. She did say in a video that there's no way the airplane wing could have done any damage, like the tips of the wings even, considering that they're so lightweight and so flimsy that all they can really hold is the lights. That said, I personally believe, and I have many people following me, and there's actually plenty of other people investigating, you know, donning their investigative cap and doing research and looking into things and taking the video and, you know, using physics and mathematics and just basic understanding of nature to come to the point that there were no planes. It's impossible. How can a hollow aluminum airplane penetrate the like the thick tubular steel structure of the Twin Towers, which was, you know, steel reinforced to the core, and the core was like, I mean, I've designed these towers in 3D, but that doesn't mean anything. I had extensive research done by an engineer who was a part of the movie Physics 9/11, and, you know, we covered everything, the thickness of the steel. We did parallel demonstrations, or, you know, similar demonstrations, you know, with a peanut and a 2x4, a pop can and a 2x4. The reality is, what you have with the plane hole in 9/11 is, well, it's not real. First of all, it was made, not by an airplane. There were no planes. But the fact that it's physically impossible to arrive at what happened, and I'm just going to take this a step further and bring in the fact that the media of the United States, which is completely Jew-owned and operated, is complicit in lying to the entire world about what happened on 9/11 and saying that there were planes and reporting planes and fabricating video evidence of planes. This entire thing was a ploy to elicit a series of events that bring us to today, where we are at the verge of World War III, and what this means is the culling of the human population, which is, you know, one of the first thing written in the Georgia Guidestones. If you don't know what those are, they are a set of stones, upright slab, humongous 20-foot stones. There's a huge monument in Georgia, USA, put there by a secret society. And the first stipulation in the stones is to call the world to 500 million people from, we're at what, I don't know, depending on what the UN says, I don't believe the UN, but we're at 8 billion people at this stage, last count. So take your calculators out, folks. 8 billion minus 500 million gives you, you don't even have to figure it out, it's that many people who are going to get murdered. And this isn't, you know, wild claims. Bill Gates, and this isn't funny at all, he's been going over to Africa and, like, slowly killing and paralyzing people in India and Africa with his fucking vaccines. You know, he's a proponent for depopulation. It's called eugenics. It's this evil fucking concept that stemmed from World War II, from the Germans, and from the evil Germans. I love German people. I have a lot of German friends. I've been to Germany. They're not all fucking evil, but the people that followed Hitler were, and they, you know, they didn't get, they didn't all get hung at Nuremberg. They all fled to South Africa, the United States. They became scientists for the Manhattan Project and so on. So listen, I'm going to say this point blank. Yes, there is going to be a World War III. It's about to happen. Barack Obama is an evil motherfucker who's sending troops to straddle the Russian border. This entire fucking thing is made up shit. You have to spread that around like fucking wildfire. I mean it. And this is like probably the most important thing I've ever said in my fucking life. If you want to stop World War III from happening, then open your gob and spit out the fucking truth. And I've got John here. I want to bring him in. John, how are you doing?
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm a little stressed out.
I can hear.
It's all coming down. You know, I'm starting to feel the weight of it. And, you know, I've been working so hard constantly for 2 fucking years solid. And I don't take breaks, you know. I'm very serious about this shit. And that's why I have a massive following. And that's why, you know, millions of people, well, a million people have watched my shit. So I mean business, and I'm very serious. It's not about money. It's not about fame. I'm not selling you fuck all. I'm not in this for to be the president or to, you know, to be the king. I'm in this because I give a shit about human beings on the planet. We're all fucking one people on this planet. And, you know, if we want to live, you know, it's really that simple. If you want to live past, you know, the next couple of years, you better fucking do something. And you can start by opening your mouth and telling people that this is what's going on. If you can't do it yourself, then get them to listen to this message. Because John and I know what we're talking about. I know John knows what he's talking about because I we often coincide with what we're talking about, saying the exact same thing.
Right.
Now, sorry, I sound a little stressed out, so I'll let you talk. Maybe you're a little more calm than I am.
Well, I'm just glad to hear that you're, in other words, going to move forward with the international court and everything. Hopefully that sounds pretty promising, and hopefully good things could come from that.
Well, you know, you got the media against you. You got Hollywood, music industry, you know. In one way or another, they can coerce, manipulate. I'm saying you, but I'm saying anyone who tries to stand in their way.
Right.
They can be vilified. They can be called terrorists. They can be, you know, whatever.
Right.
I've been bashing my prime minister for 2.5 years now. I mean, they're just about to push through the secret police bill, the Gestapo bill. I mean, we're going to have our own fucking Gestapo. It's no better than what's going on in the States, and this is happening in almost every fucking major country in the world. So
Well, their agenda is spreading worldwide now, and they're pushing through legal legislation in all these countries to, in other words, stifle any kind of dissent, any kind of people trying to speak out the truth. They're stifling all of it now.
Hitler appealed to the masses. He showed up at the Rathaus, the place where you go drink beer, in whatever city it was, Munich, I believe, and he incited people to get angry about what was going on, blamed it on the Jews. All right, fine. that's one way to do it. All right, issue blame to someone for basically after World War One. They shit all over Germany. Germany was, you've heard the stories about them wheelbarrowing, you know, 100,000 Deutschmarks to get a fucking loaf of bread. People suffered. And they did nasty shit to Germany. I said this before, but they blockaded the Northern Sea, and 2 million people died. So nobody talks about this. History is written by the victors. And as Americans, Canadians, and British, we all have our head up our asses when it comes to the truth. I can talk to any friend who doesn't know what's going on. You know, all they do is play video games or watch hockey. And they'll sit there and say, oh, you're wrong. How can you be so racist and anti-Semitic and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, no, you're just an idiot, and I'm not going to talk to you anymore because, you know, wait till everybody else fucking talks about it and you'll figure it out. So there are plenty of people that get the get it. There's plenty of people. I mean, how many times can they fool you before you're like, oh, I get it, you know? How many times can they false flag attack people to elicit a means to an end and then finally to be unmasked as, you know? It's just sort of like a Where's Waldo thing. I mean, some people figure it out, oh, there's Waldo. And other people are like, I don't think Waldo's in the picture. And they're the ones who don't think too hard. They don't work too hard.
Some people don't even think there's a picture at all.
Some people are like, I don't read, you know?
I can't see pictures.
I mean, the ignorance is disgusting. I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, but I am a real fucking human being. And I give two shits.
That's done research. You've done investigation. That's all it takes, is, you know, what it boils down to. And majority of people are unwilling to do that because it takes, you know, work to do that. And most people are unwilling to do that because they're too, you know, preoccupied with the rest of their lives. You know, it doesn't really hold importance. And
let me give you an example. If someone stole,
my opinion
someone
is they make
watch.
It that way on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to figure, these are the guys with the manual on how to be mastermind manipulators of the world. They're like the Robotech masters who are, you know, managing everything from their secret island hideaway. You know, like they're like, now I'll kill these people. You know, like they're fucking evil, first of all. And it's trumped up, it's trumped down, or whatever you want to call it, by people who are like they just want things to be normal and cozy and whatever. They don't want to get hyped up. They want their life to go on. They don't want anything to be upset in their little secular bubble. Because if you upset them, then they'll be uncomfortable. And if they're uncomfortable, then they will either seek to find that comfort again, or in so doing, they will look for the cause. And but I wonder,
lash out at it.
Yeah, take it on. You know, like if I keep poking you, you're gonna say, you know, you might be like, oh, fuck off, you know, whatever. But after a while, I'll be like, fuck off. And if I keep doing it, you'll punch me in the face because I'm being a fucking asshole.
Right.
But that analogy will come back to me in a second. I wanted to talk about if I stole your watch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know I stole it. But you had a good idea that I did.
Right.
And you accuse me, and I'm like, oh, I didn't steal it, and I put on a good show.
Right.
That is the exact motif, sort of like silhouettes for the entire scenario that we're dealing with.
Right.
We've been ass raped, and they're saying, no, we didn't ass rape you. And that's what, and people are like, okay, because they're lazy, stupid, and, you know, what else can be said? I could give, you know, 1,000 fucking adjectives to the fucking conscientiousness of people in the world today, at least in North America, who don't give a flying fuck. I could denigrate them and I could put them down, but that's not the problem. They're not the problem. They didn't do this.
Right.
The bad people did this.
Right.
You know what? The bad people are simply the affluent, the powerful, the ones with all the money, the 1%.
Yeah.
These fuckers, there's like we can talk about the 13 families and the oligarchy, but really that's just like adding salt on the steak. I mean, steak is steak, and it is what it is. It's like they're assholes who run the world because they tricked us all, and we are basically the allusion to sheep to the slaughter is so appropriate. I mean, there's nothing else that describes it better than that. Sheep are stupid. They are herded around, and then they're slaughtered. And that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. And in essence, that's what has happened. You know, how many people in the Middle East are dead?
Millions.
It's up there, you know.
Yeah.
It's not 750,000 like it says on Wikipedia, which is controlled by the government.
Right. Well, it's the estimates of between 1 and 2 million in Iraq alone.
Right.
So, you know, add on top of that, everybody, you know, Afghanistan and, you know, all these, you know, now Syria and
Pakistan,
you know,
Sudan,
Jordan, all the other
Libya,
places. Right.
Syria, Lebanon, possibly. Well, that's coming. That's in the works. I know it.
Egypt.
And like you said, so with clarity yesterday, or 2 days ago, it was that look where Israel is. It's right in the middle of all this fucking shit. I mean, isn't it bloody obvious? Bloody obvious. They're killing
people
to satisfy fucking Israel. And it's absolutely 100% deplorable, sick, unacceptable. People of the world should be in an up fucking roar. You know, people
and
of the world. Well,
a lot of people
are, but it's the governments that are in control. The governments that were put in power illegally, I'm telling you. George W. Bush was installed, and, you know, I need to say his father and Clinton and put all the justices on the board so that they made sure he got in. It's all been a fucking tactical ploy from day one, from 1991, when George H.W. Bush told the world that there would be a new world order, the rule of law, not of the jungle. This guy, if he wants a new world order, and the way he's going to go about it is by killing and murdering people, he's fucking evil. He's fucking
absolutely
evil. He should be shot. or, you know, I swear to God, he should be hanging, one or the other, whatever's more efficient or less costly. I don't care. George H.W. Bush is the single most person in this entire fucking world that has fucked over everybody. And what I mean is, I'm saying he's fucked you all up the ass, and it hurts.
Right. Yeah. He was a huge catalyst in all of this.
Look, 9/11, I look at it as if it was like a masterful, artful, fucking, incredibly intriguing, intellectual, deep, far-reaching fucking event. Not even an event. Yeah. It was like I don't know a bigger word than event, but it was like a theater, drama theater, what have you.
Right.
And like we said the other day, everybody bought a hook, line, and sinker. Just, you know, it was a shock. This kind of shit does not happen. So, like, everybody bought the fucking story. But the problem is, everybody sort of moved on. And, you know, you can't fucking move on from this shit. Because what came out of 9/11 was the Patriot Act, NDAA issue. Mm-hmm. You got Barack Obama, who's like the fucking Antichrist. You have the... I swear to God, I'm not joking.
No,
You're absolutely right.
These
are fucking end times. This is serious fucking shit, and I'm actually freaking out because I know what's going on. I know what's happening, and I can see it for what it is. Now, I've maintained a cool fucking head for this long, but when I'm this piped up and freaked out about it, you better fucking take note, because I mean business, all right? I mean, and what I mean by meaning business is exercise your right to free speech. Tell people what is going on. Get them to listen to this fucking broadcast, all the other ones, the movies. I don't care if it's me or 9/11 Truth. We're all telling the same fucking story. They lied.
Yeah.
They fucked us over, and they're fucking everybody over, and they're going to kill us. Yeah. And you can't fucking tell me that you don't understand that chemtrails in the sky are normal, and that you noticed them when you were kids because you didn't. And these things are fucking there to dump shit on us. The fucking aluminum, barium, and strontium 90. Strontium 90 is fucking radioactive. They're poisoning our water with fluoride. They've been doing it for 60 years. You grew up with it, and your parents told you it was good for your teeth. Well, it ain't fucking good for your teeth. It's killing you. It's killing everybody slowly. And what it does is it allows the drug industry to make money off you, because this chemical isn't normally present in your body. You need to supplement if you have depression or ADD or, you know, in kids. Like, here, take some fucking Ritalin. They're pushing drugs on kids. They redid the DSM-4 to the DSM-5, and they have, like, 80 other new fucking mental diseases in it so that they can push even more drugs out on kids. It's absolutely frightening and sick. And, look, this is the thing. Not everybody may be murdered or killed in this next world war, but the new world order will achieve their goals, because these people are very meticulous. They like numerology. They like black magic. If you know a Mason or someone...
Luciferians and all that.
That's right.
Worship.
They're fucking evil. They love this shit. It's real.
Yep.
And you can bet that the Pope ain't fucking nice. The Pope is a piece of shit trying to bring together one world religion. And that goes hook, line, and sinker with the fucking rest of the one world crap. Look, I'll tell you straight up. I'm all for everybody in the world to be together as one, one happy fucking world. You know, rainbows and goodness all around. But that's not what they want. They want to enslave the entire human fucking race. They want to be pharaohs. They want everybody to be their slaves and chipped with the fucking RFID chip. And if you disobey, if you dissent, you are gone. And you know what? This thing with the pharaohs, I mean, it sort of says it all, doesn't it? I mean, we wonder how they built the pyramids. But we know that, and the Jews say that they were the slaves. Well, it's sort of like you could look at it sort of like the Stockholm Syndrome, where you fall in love with your oppressor, right? So the Jews are oppressed, and they want to be like their oppressor. So the Jews, and I'm telling you, it's the Jews behind all of this, they want to take control of the planet, make everybody their slave, reduce the population, and affect all the other policies within the Georgia Guidestone. Georgia guys knows what it is essentially. It's a utopic society run by supreme ultra super beings. They think they're fucking
right.
not
transhumanism
human. They think
and all that.
Better than us.
Right.
And
they want to become transhumanists, meld with machines and all of that, and download their whole psyche into the digital realm. And live forever, basically. That's what they're, what they're projecting is their goals, by, 2045 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about the transhumanism, and that means, being a cyberhuman, half machine, half human. Eventually to be all machine, to transfer your brain and knowledge and understanding into a machine so that you can live forever. And be a master. Let's not forget that. To own.
That's their ultimate goal is immortality. And if they turn themselves into a machine, they're indestructible. They can't be. A lot harder to hurt them.
Remember Dolly the sheep?
Yeah.
That was in the late
first
80s.
Clone sheep. Yeah.
First clone sheep. Do you think they clone people by now?
They're probably cloning people before Dolly the sheep is my thought process on
that's
that.
That's your intention. I hear you on that. I mean, I always consider...
Because whatever they put out, they probably did, 10 times worse before then already.
Exactly. No, I hear you on that. That's absolutely... That makes total sense to me. Look, they're in an isolated little fucking bubble where they get all the advanced technology before everybody else can even... know about it, and they can use it to do whatever they want. Now you talked about Area 51 and the black projects and stuff like that. I mean, that's been there since the 50s. Who knows what the fuck come up with? And,
what do you think they've been just building the stealth bomber down underneath the ground there for all that time? And that's not the only place. There's bases like that all over the United States and all over the world. Secret underground bases where, they could do anything, God only knows what, evil they're up to down, under the ground in these secret bases and stuff. And what kind of technology they're messing with.
Let me qualify what evil is, okay? Evil is, in essence, any act or thought that leads to action or command that murders another human being, or a creature, basically. If I wanted to pull a Jesus on you, I'd say leave everything alone, just eat fucking fruit. But I'm not there yet. Okay, I'm just saying that evil is in and of itself anything and everything that causes directly or indirectly through negligence. Mm-hmm. And negligence is honestly if you drive into someone and don't even see them and kill them, that's negligence, and that's evil. That's irresponsible. You don't care about anybody. And if you could say, the guy ran in front of the car and I didn't see him. But that's another story. That's another story. If you deliberately run over someone because you didn't even look, then you're negligent and you are responsible, and they fucking throw you in jail for that shit.
Right.
So, evil is what it is, and I can label it, define it, put a rubber fucking stamp on it, and I'm telling you, Barack Obama, Stephen Harper, George Bush, Dick Cheney, all the fucking people, the Queen of England, Cameron, Tony Blair, all these motherfuckers who are directly have their hands in the blood of the dead, of 2.5 million fucking people. That is absolutely sick, and these people should be strung up. I'm sorry, I'm really passionate tonight. It's like...
It's totally okay.
I haven't even let you talk. I mean...
Don't worry about it. Keep going, brother. Just take deep breaths.
It's got to get out. It's got to get out. Now, what you were talking about... earlier, what I started the show off with is writing a letter to the ICC. Well, guess what? You can too. Write today, everybody across the world, write to the ICC and ask for George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld to be indicted for criminal charges, war, aggression, murder of millions of people. Send a letter today. I'll put up a fucking form letter on my I'll put up a form letter on my page, and you can just copy
download
paste
it
and send it.
Right.
And I would, you know, I would email it, I would send it by letter mail. We have
mm-hmm.
to inundate these motherfuckers with this fucking. These three people are crucial. They're the ones
right.
who started it. They
mm-hmm.
pushed that fucking snowball down the hill. And if we start with them, and they get nailed, then every
right.
motherfucker down the line will get it. I'm sick
yeah.
and tired of that shit. I've been fucking.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't been sitting on my ass. I have been sitting because that's how I work. But I work
right.
my ass off. I've been working for fucking a long fucking time, and you know it's been great. I talked to people all over the world. I met you. I met fucking this guy named Brandon from Syracuse. I met guys on the West Coast. I met people in Georgia. I met people. I met so many Americans, and I figured out they're not idiots. They're smart. They know what's going on. But
yep.
who's gonna fucking take charge? Who's gonna lead these fuckers down the path? And
right.
I sort of like said, "Fuck, I'll do it. I don't care if they kill me." They can kill me, and I said
well, that's the
it.
Whole
I said
thing.
It a couple
it
years
needs
ago.
To,
I'm still
it
saying
it. It needs to
it.
Be organized. it needs organization. Everybody's head is in the same place, basically. Everybody knows, you know, what's happening is deeply wrong, but it needs
Here.
To be organized, and it really needs to be fought against in a you know organized way.
Okay, well we are organized, okay.
Absolutely.
I have a delivery system that works.
Yeah.
I meet people on their level, and I talk to them, and I make sense, and I'm very true and honest and clear. I haven't lied to them yet, and this is the thing.
Yeah.
People understand that, and people agree, and so that's why
Absolutely.
I get attention. Now, I'm not asking to be the shepherd. I'm not asking to be the leader, the king, or anything. What I'm saying
right.
is everybody has to fucking stand up. And
right.
that's what
Everybody
the whole point
has to
of
take
this,
responsibility for it.
And there's a way
and
to
do
it.
Their part. Right.
Now, the first stage was, you know, informing people. That's done. I
right.
mean, if people don't get it by now, then they're fucking stupid. But sorry to the stupid people, but you're stupid.
No.
But there's way too many people that do get it who don't have any direction. My last name's Ethan,
right.
okay? I know about direction. East is where the sun rises, and I know that I can tell you, and let me give you a few more credentials about me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I was pretty fucking
yeah.
smart. They fast-tracked me. I was going to be 11 going into high school. My parents said, no,
right.
you're going to stay back a year. Then I went to high school, and on the
yeah.
second day, my parents drove me to the country, and they took me to this place called Robert Land Academy. It was a private military school, and all the kids there were little badasses who were given the option of going to fucking court and going to a juvenile hall, or their rich
yeah.
fucking Jewish parents could pay for them to go to the school. All right, so
yeah.
I got made fun of, beat up, everything at the school. But I had the highest fucking marks in the school.
Yeah.
I got cross-country VIP. I learned how to run. And then I went back to high school, and I fast-tracked high school.
Yeah.
I'm talking like regular high school. So I did.
Right.
I did university. I did 4 years instead of five.
Mm-hmm.
I did 2 years of high school in 1 year. I went to night school. I took a night school class. I worked my fucking ass off. All
right.
I got
right.
to university. Day one, I started walking yep. down the street toward the fucking the campus, and then bam, it hit me. I was like, oh my God, I'm free. I don't have to
right.
do anything anymore. I'm free, man. It was like the most amazing feeling I've ever had in my entire fucking life. I swear I haven't had that much of an endorphin rush ever. And it's like I couldn't believe it. I was so proud and happy. I didn't have to report to anyone. I didn't have to, you know, put up with my stepmother and my dad and fucking, you know. And I bombed the university.
Yeah.
I just went, you know. I was having too much fun. And
right.
I did,
the first time
I
you
did
had
university
freedom.
Twice. I did university twice, and I found out it didn't work the second time either. I was like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I was so irresponsible, careless, wanted to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second year, I bought a computer, 486DX266, and I played X-Wing and Dark Forces, and played video games for years and years.
Yeah.
I ultimately worked at computer stores, and I worked at tech support. I worked for Compaq, IBM, Bell, HP.
Cool.
Pretty much all the major companies.
Right.
I learned the corporate culture, and I learned how fucking evil it is. They're
right.
fucking assholes, and they treat
right.
people like shit. And
they're ruthless.
You know, it's all, you know, this whole corporate culture idea is is all about making people conform to their ideas and their wishes, their concept of good work ethic, and they mistreated me also. I worked at Dell. That was probably the last computer place I worked. They kicked me out because I mentioned that the Verichip headquarters in Ottawa, right next door to Dell. I said, you know, that's the sign of the beast. You know, next thing I know, I'm kicked out. So, fuck Dell, and you know, fuck Compaq and fuck HP. And, you know, they're all bastards. I have to say that, you know, at HP I had the best experience because there's a lot of smart guys there and I learned a lot from them. You know, that's the only benefit is, like, you learn from people and you make good friends where you work. Yeah. But this whole concept of working for the man to pay your bills and drive, you know, have a car, like, it's all built on, compounded on this ultimate thing. And everybody's like, I got to get ahead. I got to work extra time. I got to, you know. This whole civilization has their head up their ass. I'm telling you. And it's got to stop. Because what we're driving a fucking freight train at 200 kilometers an hour into a fucking mountain, into a wall. Not only are they trying to kill us, but all the corporations are killing us too. They've fucking got the rainforest deforested. They're deforesting the fucking west coast and east coast of Canada. They fished the cod stocks completely out of the fucking water in the east coast. And just, you name it, there's fracking in the States. There's fucking water that's on fire. I mean, this is fucking nuts. It is the end times. It is fucking crazy shit. People need to wake the fuck up right fucking now. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking lose it. But I'll go back to you. And back to you.
And back to you, Johnny. I don't even know what to say after that, James. I'm stunned.
I basically illustrated that I'm a smart motherfucker, okay?
No, you are. Totally.
I know how to play this game and not cheat and not bend the rules and not go illegal. So if they want to come at me, they're going to have to fucking work their asses off to figure out a way.
Right.
And at this stage, I have enough support that if they do off me, everyone's going to know.
Right.
Everyone.
That's why you haven't been off. You know, you get to a certain point where they can't really touch you because it'll be so obvious if they do.
I've been hesitant to say that. and now that we've said it, I sort of knew all along how this game was meant to be played. And I knew that if I was off, well, it's over for me and for you. That's what I really think. Because I'm the one guy that pushed it to the limits in every fucking aspect. And, you know, that's heaping up a lot of fucking self-ingratiating fucking words to describe myself. I mean, oh, yeah, he's humble. Yeah, right. Well, in fact, I am humble. I live in meager means. I have a bachelor apartment. I have a shitty computer. And I, like, today I ate potatoes, okay? Fuck me.
God
I'm
bless.
Fucking Irish.
Yep.
I have help, you know. Family and friends help me out.
Right.
I mean, my aunt gives me internet. I don't get fuck all from my dad. And my sisters, you know, they're younger than me, and they're helping me out, you know, like.
But you're still doing good things for the world and people, and you know.
Yeah, but
it comes back.
I know gets it. They have prejudice. They think that I'm just a fucking whack job, and and when in fact everybody else that I talk to in the world gets it.
Right. Well, you come from like an isolated area of the world. You know, it's a
You know what?
Small
you know what inspired
air,
me?
You know, what?
There was that movie about the hurricane, which we were talking about Denzel Washington. He played it. But it was the three fucking Canadians that fucking went and saved his ass. And, you know, like, it's not saving his ass. They cared. It was because, like, one little kid cared. And that's what that's what inspired me. That kind of message got to Americans because people love the hurricane. They love Denver, Washington. And they heard about how Canadians are fucking they look out for people. Let me not toot our horn too much, but let me say that I know a lot of Americans that do this too.
Right. It's not, like, it's universal throughout the human race. It's not, you know, it's just nowadays it's few and far between because of, you know, again, the culture, you know, turns people the other way.
It's Hollywood. It's the media. It's the television.
Right. Right.
I would say less the radio, but commercials, advertising, manipulation. And, you know, remember the days of, you know, you bought a hammer and it would last you 100 years. They don't do that shit anymore. They make things to break.
No.
They make things to be
Absolutely.
Destroyed so they can sell you more. It's fucking garbage. That is, like, that is not legitimate at all.
Right.
This should be shunned. I shame
Such is
every
the way
fucker
the world.
On the planet. Every fucker on the planet, I shame them. I shame you for letting this happen. That we're in such dire fucking trouble. And if you don't do fuck all, we are going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
yeah, Jess. Yes. You know what? Put me up on a cross and you know, call me Jesus and just walk away and forget about it. Because, honestly, I don't know what to do anymore. I've done everything I can.
Well, you just keep going
you
forward.
Just keep pushing.
Man. Keep doing what's in your heart, man. And, you know, you've done so much. And I really do. As a friend of yours, I really commend you, you know, for all your actions and all your courage. Because you're doing what, you know, 99% of the people in the world will not do. And that takes a lot of heart, man. So you need to hold on to that and realize that it's a really good thing. Yeah, that's your gift in this life. And that means a lot, man. It holds weight. It carries weight. Even if, you know, sometimes you believe it doesn't. It really does. Because it's a rare gift in this life. And I also believe that, you know, I have some of that. And people like us, you know, we kind of gravitate towards each other, you know, be it if it's the universe, you know, gravitates us together, you know, or whatever, but we find each other, you know.
Do you find you have a lot of coincidences? Like coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidences.
Get it all the time.
I believe the universe, you know, in this universe, there are no coincidences. Everything has a purpose in one way or another, even bad things. Even when horrible things happen to you, there's things you can find in it that are life lessons and, you know, make you grow in one way or another. You know, it's all in how you look at it. You might not see it immediately. You might have to think about it, you know, sometime down the road, and you'll see it differently, and you'll go, oh, yeah, that's why that happened, you know? The universe is a strange thing, man. There's more between heaven and earth, Horatio, than you'll ever know.
When you truly wake up,
But
when you truly wake up, you kind of understand this. And what you just said, that it's all connected, that everything happens for a reason. And it's so fucking wonderful.
Sometimes, you know,
life is so wonderful and so amazing that you can't believe that people, like, don't care about it. And I truly value life on Earth and humanity more than my life. And I will give my life. I'll give it away. You can have it. I don't want it. I'm not going to kill myself, but if someone comes and kills me, it was well fucking worth it. I swear to God. Every moment of fucking giving a shit about other people. And I just, you know, I do have this fantasy of the future where it's like rainbows and fucking, you know, everybody's happy.
Me
and,
too.
You
gotta have something,
like,
to look forward to, you know, in all this fucking nastiness. So,
and never
why
to
not?
Forget. You know? And never, ever, ever to forget this fucking lesson learned. That's if we make it through, because right. we're not there yet. And mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of expression between us and other people's discussions all over the fucking world
right.
are similar, and we all know that it's going to mm-hmm. take everything we got to make this fucking change for the best.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so to start with, please, if you're listening, go to mm-hmm. The 9/11 The Biggest Lie page and